This is Making Tea. It is a task session spoken by Elswith. Oh dear, you have lost that coin flip, haven't you? Are you wondering what you missed out on? No worries. You'll get another chance, and perhaps your token will be nicer to you. Although, you know, there is nothing wrong with making a proper cup of tea. The first step is to find the correct cup. Please do not insult me with a delicate, dainty china one. You know the one, it only holds enough tea for a small ferret. I prefer a decent mug. Mine is a sunshine yellow with darker orange hints throughout the glaze. It has a matching saucer. Don't be lazy, use the saucer. But that is not right, is it? No. First, you should set the kettle on to boil. For some of you, this is super easy, and you could do it in your sleep. You probably even know exactly how long it takes for it to boil. For others, you're kind of wondering where to find a kettle and maybe hoping it has a whistle. It doesn't. Fill the electric kettle with enough cold water for 2 cups of tea. You will be joining me, right? And yes, it has to be cold water. Please do not ask why. Why in the UK there are double taps, one is hot and one is cold, and why you never use the hot water to do things like brush your teeth or fill up the kettle. It's a story. It's not even an interesting story. So, fill it up, cold water, and then you push the button to get it to start. Like a little lever on the side. You'll hear it start to warm up. Okay, now this is when you find the mugs. You're using the one shaped like a frog. You're welcome. Oh, and you never ever reboil water. Ever. Do you know why? It's because, and I looked this up, it's because it loses oxygen and it creates a flat cup of tea. Fresh water always goes into the kettle. And this is where I'll tell you a secret. Maybe it's because, I don't know, I'm American. Maybe it's because I just believe in fucking the system. I don't know, but I will tell you what, I reboil water all the time. Does the tea taste different? No. No, it doesn't. It doesn't taste different at all. But anyway, people here swear they can taste the difference, and you know what? I'm not gonna question them. They might. Maybe it's a DNA thing. Who knows? Anyway, if there's water in the kettle, I just hit the lever and get on with my life. So, now the kettle finishes. Technically, you're supposed to wait a couple minutes so that way the water is not boiling hot, and then you pour the water over the tea in the mugs. Do I wait? No. But if you are making me a cup of tea, then you're supposed to do it properly, right? So you wait a couple of minutes, then you pour it over the tea. Now, you can opt for loose tea, and I do like this, but, you know, because part of you knows you missed out on a really great other option, and I'm just slightly tormenting you here with how to make a cup of tea, I'm gonna have some mercy. Tea bag in, water over, wait till it's a lovely shade of brown. No weak tea for me, please. And out goes the bag. Add milk. Now, some will say you never squeeze the tea bag, others say you should. Honestly, I don't know. I don't think it makes a difference. Then again, I am not a tea connoisseur, am I? No. Some will argue you're supposed to add the milk first. Now, I think that's ridiculous. Even if you've brewed the tea into a teapot, I still think it's ridiculous because you add the milk until you get to a certain color, right? Right. Anyway, so add the milk, stir, skip the sugar, and serve it with good conversation. Unless, of course, you are into fornophilia today, and if that's the case, skip the second cup for yourself. Assume your best table position and be still. Better luck next time with your coin flip.